Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Thanksgiving week. Bill Brooks, everybody.
A lot of people excited that Billy Brooks is back, baby.
Bill Brooks in the front seat for your traffic there. That's what we do on Thanksgiving week. We allow you to be thankful for Bill Brooks. I ain't done.
People are very excited about Bill Brooks today.
Speaking of the narrative of Thanksgiving week and being thankful, thank you, Brady Singer, for your time in Kansas City.
Why do we have to thank everybody that leaves?
Well, you don't thank everybody that leaves. You thank the ones that are actually, like, you respect.
But I see that a lot. Like guy was here 5 minutes, team puts up, thank you for your time tweet. I'm like, eh.
Or the reunion videos for a guy who played there for a couple months when he comes back. Okay, yeah. What are we doing?
Guy had one play. Here's a reunion video.
Hopefully it doesn't rain a lot in Cincinnati, which is where Brady Singer went.
Yep. Great move by the Royals, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't going to pay him. You have, what, one more year left of control?
Yeah.
And you have your leadoff hitter.
Right.
Right?
You got injuries. Do you like this move? You're more of a baseball dork than I am at this point. But.
So, I mean, I think there's a few things with this Singer trade. The writing was on the wall that he was getting traded the day they signed Waka. Like, that was your three-headed monster. Like, Brady Singer was then, it was like, oh.
You're talking about this year.
Yeah. When they re-signed Waka, like, everybody went to that and they're like, all right, we got Reagans, Lugo, Waka, that's our rotation. You're like, excuse me? Mm-hmm. Like, what? Did I say something? No, you didn't say something. You didn't mention Brady Singer, who last year everybody considered them, or him, to be your third starter. You have, I think that's what it was. I think there was one more year of control on Brady Singer. You weren't going to pay Brady Singer. He's going to get money. Somebody's going to pay him. Yeah. First overall draft pick, right? Big number one draft pick that everyone thought was going to be great out of Florida. It didn't really go the way that I think the Royals thought it would go. Plus, he's part of an old regime. So the trickle-down effect in this whole Brady Singer discussion, that's where I think the trade starts. Now, with who you got, you basically essentially kind of traded for the same type of guy and a different organization. Maybe this is a handshakes hand thing for both guys. Maybe when Brady Singer goes and puts on the white jersey with the red C on it, he becomes this guy that maybe he thought he was. And he was good last year.
I'm not saying he was trash.
Or like that. You just weren't going to sign Brady Singer.
Right.
That's the way the Royals are, right? Like, that's just how they, that's how they operate. I thought Ver made a good point about Cole Reagans. I'm not sure he gets a massive contract.
I know.
Because if you think about it, because he told me this, he's like, Dusty, where did Cotrero come from? Tampa Bay. What does Tampa Bay do? They don't sign their aces, right? Mm-hmm. Glasnow, Snell, all these guys.
They also don't win championships in Tampa.
Fair. Don't want a lot of championships in Kansas City either.
No, but we got a couple more than Tampa. And what I'm saying is, like, if you're basing it because of what Tampa did, I wouldn't follow everything that Tampa did. Okay,
It's the more so the act. Like, you're a small market team. You've got to use cheap talent instead of paying for expensive.
But Sherman
talent.
Has showed he's willing to pay people though too.
Yeah, Waka, Lugo, guys like that. He's not paying. Generational superstar.
Yeah,
they finally paid him.
But don't you think you're not going to pay Reagans could be that guy from a pitching side of things?
I'll remind you this: he's had two Tommy John surgeries.
I understand. So I do get that. But if he continues to do what he's doing, why wouldn't we want to pay?
Depends on
Cole
what the price
Reagans,
is.
Right? I mean, I understand that.
He's a left-handed ace, and if he goes out there next year and wins a Cy Young, which is not a far stretch,
it's not.
He's going to want a ton of money, and I don't think that they're going to give him.
And they may not give it to him. There's no question. But I don't think we can judge the Royals based on what we've done in the past when we have John Sherman, who has shown that we're doing things differently here in Kansas City, right? They went out and spent money on a free agent market like we've never seen since Ewing Kauffman, signed their own when they didn't have to like we've never seen. And then I thought made a really good baseball trade, with Brady Singer.
India can come back to his rookie of the year type of days.
Exactly, right? Like a change of scenery sometimes is good, for everybody. Not that Brady Singer needed a change of scenery or anything like that to get better, because I thought he was pretty good. But I think he reached his max level here, and now you have a surplus in pitching, and so you have the ability to deal from your surplus to go out and get somebody that or some position that was needed in this organization. Like, they needed a leadoff hitter, right? They need a second, third baseman, however you're going to use India. I'd like to use him at second base right now. They may use him at third. I don't know, but
I think he might play center field.
He could play the outfield too. Like, he's a very versatile player, and then they got the other guy involved as well. We'll see ultimately. Maybe that ends up being like Wade Davis, where he becomes the big part of this trade, and you look back and go, man, I didn't even know about Wade Davis, and he became better than James Shields did, or whatever the case may be. But I just like this trade because it was time to move on from Brady Singer. He was a guy that you had the ability to trade that could bring you something good back in return. And we all like to trade the bad players, right? We all like to trade, Wanya Morris and expect something back in return. That's just not the way it works. Sometimes you have to part with something good to get something back in return that's good. And I think the Royals got better overall on paper right now because of this trade. And the Reds will probably tell you the same thing too.
I mean, they got an arm. They have a pitcher in their system now, and the Royals have a leadoff hitter. Now we'll see if he can get back to the days that he was. But to me, it's it's market versus market. The Reds and the Royals, similar markets.
Sure.
They have a guy that they're not going to pay. The Royals have a guy that they weren't going to pay. And it's like, hey, we kind of have a chance, I think, to be a little bit better than we were last year. And where we lacked in that was, when Michael Massey's out, or if he continues to have injury problems, this guy helps you out there.
Sure.
I think this is a lot like this guy, India, kind of reminds me of what he could be, is like the middle ground between Ben Zobras and Whit Merrifield. Both good players, both similar players. And I think he's kind of in that classification, like, hey, go play left field today. All right. Hey, you're playing third base today. All right. Hey, Massey's out for a week. Second base is your home. But the one thing that'll stay consistent is he will lead off.
If I could tell you right now that he would give you Whit Merrifield numbers when Whit was good here in Kansas City, you'd take those in a heartbeat, right? Like, Whit Merrifield was one of the better hitters in baseball for a stretch of time.
What this team wants is they want somebody to get on base in front of Bobby Witt.
That's exactly right.
So then you can get the wheel starting. Because if you can go out there and go up 1-2-0 in most games, and or in the first or fourth inning when it's still whatever, or your second time through, you're at least getting a threat to get on base. And again, I think this is basically the same trade for both teams. I think this is a player versus pitcher, but both have a similar backgrounds. Both are just getting out and trying to, figure out something. Because, I mean, this guy was rookie of the year.
And both were teammates at Florida, I think, right? Back in the same draft and everything. So, it's a nice baseball trade.
Like, and this is also one of those, it's no longer Dayton's team.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, it's JJ's team. Mm-hmm. It's not, and that was a Dayton guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many Dayton guys are left.
Well, you got Salvi, you got Bobby, you got Michael Garcia, you've got Vinny Pasquantino, you've got...
Pitching-wise is kind of where I was at.
Oh, pitching-wise. Yeah. You've got Bubich, you've got Lynch IV, you've got Cole Reagan. Well, no, Cole Reagan's was after Dayton left, the Gene guy. Gene Pick from Seinfeld. Isbell, if you want to count him,
pitching.
MJ. Oh, pitching. Yeah, I'm just kind of going through the
you mentioned Bubich and Lynch, who are one-inning guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was the problem with the organization? It was pitching.
Yeah.
And now it's not pitching. But, so now you've kind of cleaned out, and that's where they're going. And this was a guy that, again, Brady Singer, if he did have another decent year, you were going to let him walk and get nothing. And now instead, you've gotten something. Whether you like it or not, you got something because you weren't going
to
pay Brady.
Right, man. But eventually now you have to start developing that pitching down in the minor leagues. And, and I have no idea where they are in pitching in the minor league system. This is not something I've been following of late. But hopefully they start to develop some of those pitchers, because that's the way you do sustain success ultimately in a market like the size of Kansas City. You've got to develop your own pitching. You can't go out there and have a Waka and a Luco every year and expect that continue to pay dividends, even though it's been great. Like, those guys aren't going to be out there all the time. So eventually you're going to have to develop, you know, that young pitching. And that's where the onus now falls on this regime, is to develop starting pitching. If they develop starting pitching, they'll be on top for a very long time.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Do you, when you travel for Thanksgiving, are you driving or are you flying?
No, we fly if we go anywhere. Yeah, no driving.
Mac, are you going to Nashville? Are you staying here? You're just going to, okay. I was trying to think about that today, like how many people have to travel for Thanksgiving.
They say every year it's going to be the busiest year ever for travel. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like, watch the local news. They tell you how to pack your suitcase. It's the most ridiculous stuff. Show up to the airport 6 days early to make sure you're there in time.
I'm going to watch the news to see if they say that.
All that kind of stuff and whatnot. They will. And they'll show you how to get through TSA and all the nonsensical stories that they run.
Is this the first Thanksgiving with the new airport in Kansas City?
No. Oh, no.
Second one?
Yes. Second or third?
It can't be the
one.
Third. There's no way it's the third. That thing wasn't built in 2021. The year after COVID?
I'm trying to
I mean, this is year two.
I think it's probably year two for Thanksgiving.
Some people may not know how to do it at the new airport.
It's just like every other airport. You show up, you see where it says security, you walk through. It's not that hard.
Yep.
Like some things we dumb down that we don't need to dumb down. Airport travel is one of them. Show up, get on the plane.
It's easy. Everything in life is easy.
It is. Unless you make it hard.